It's 8 o'clock in Champaign-Urbana.
Abortion is on the ballot on Election Day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, directly in Ohio, where voters will today answer a question. If abortion rights should be written into the state constitution. The issue is on the ballot indirectly in Virginia, where control of the state legislature is at stake. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin said this morning, if the GOP takes the House and the Senate there,
I will support one bill. One bill that will protect life at 15 weeks, a bill that will have exceptions for rape and incest and when the life of the mother is at risk.
Now, governors in two states are up for re-election today. Democrat Andy Beshear being challenged in Kentucky by Republican Daniel Cameron. Mississippi voters will decide if Brandon Presley, a second cousin of Elvis, should unseat Republican Governor Tate Reeves. It's been 1 month since Hamas launched its terror attack, killing 1,400 Israelis and taking more than 240 hostages, starting a war still being raged.
I just got off of a briefing with the Israeli military to get the latest information about what's taking place inside the Gaza Strip behind me. We understand that Israeli forces are engaged in battles with Hamas militants. They say overnight they destroyed a command center where there were anti-tank guided missiles and other weapons.
Fox's Trey Inks near the border. Israel's prime minister says he will consider brief pauses in fighting to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Now, this war has led to protests here in the U.S., and one of the demonstrations in California got violent.
The death of 69-year-old Paul Kessler officially ruled a homicide. Now, prosecutors say they have not yet ruled out pursuing this case as a hate crime. Kessler attended a rally just north of Los Angeles on Sunday. This rally was to honor victims murdered during the Hamas terror attack on Israel 1 month ago today. Witnesses say Kessler was hit in the head with a megaphone from a pro-Palestinian counter-protester. He then fell backward, hitting his head on the ground.
Fox's Todd Pyro. The Supreme Court will hear a gun owner's rights case this morning, challenging a law that blocks someone under a domestic violence restraining order from having a gun. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Why are central banks quietly amassing mountains of gold? Because they know the dollar won't last. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your IRA or 401k into physical gold with Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit now.
On this election day, there is voting in 37 states, and one race in New York is getting attention because a candidate used to be a convict.
For decades, Yousef Salam has been known as a member of the so-called Central Park Five, but he could soon go by a different title, New York City Council Member. Salam, a Democrat who won his primary election in a landslide, is running unopposed to represent a district in Harlem where he grew up. It comes more than two decades after DNA evidence was used to overturn the convictions of Salam and four other black and Latino men in the 1989 rape and beating of a white jogger in Central Park. Salam spent almost 7 years in prison before being exonerated in 2002. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Since this is an off-year election, control of Congress is not up for grabs as lawmakers keep debating aid to Israel and Ukraine.
President Biden wants Congress to approve a $105 billion emergency spending package that includes funding for Israel, Ukraine, and the southern border. Many Senate Republicans are on board, but some want certain conditions to be met on the southern border. The effort is led by the ranking members of the Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees, releasing a lengthy list of policy changes that includes resuming border wall construction and forcing migrants requesting asylum to go through a port of entry. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House would consider tying Ukraine aid and border security together, but still plans on voting for different parts of the emergency package separately. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
As House Republicans keep investigating Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings and if his father played any role, which President Biden denies, Special Counsel David Weiss, who's also investigating the president's son, will testify in private this morning before the Judiciary Committee. On Wall Street, stock futures are now mixed before today's trading, down for the Dow, up for the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Authorities investigating the cause of a deadly fire in Decatur. It began Saturday morning in the home of the 1500 block of Hunt Street. John McKinney found dead in the kitchen. An autopsy indicates probable carbon monoxide intoxication. That's due to the inhalation of smoke and soot from the blaze. Monticello police releasing new details about Sunday morning's hazmat crash. It happened in the area of Kratz Road and South Hamilton Street. The truck initially reported by dispatch to have had steam coming out of it after the vehicle hit a tree. Officers said the truck transporting anhydrous tanks, which collided with trees when that truck hitch broke. University of Illinois' Granger College of Engineering launching the world's first public quantum network this weekend at the Urbana Free Library. Network's link will send photons through fiber optic cables from the labs of U of I's campus to the library. The goal is to make quantum information more accessible to everybody for secure communication with quantum computers. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Weather time, ESPN 93.5, brought to you by friends at Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC. I believe you're up and working now, sir.
Yes, yes, we are. Yep. We are loud and clear. Well done, sir. Well done.
Man, it sure is a nice day. What are we up to, 70 today?
Well, I tell you, this is crazy good.
Yeah, 66, by the way, Diane, will be the forecast high. We have got the readings of the upper 40s and lower 50s right now, so not quite the warmth of yesterday, but boy, we have another encore day's worth of weather just like that tomorrow. And a little bit of a setback here as we get a couple of cold fronts to come through our area. Not a lot of moisture, so if you're still hankering to fool around in the backyard or trying to cross the T's, dot the I's on back 40 work, harvest, fall cleanup, anhydrous, whatever you got going on, weather will fit the bill quite nicely right through the part of the week, into the weekend. Next week, too, second half of the week, we start a big warming trend, probably some record-setting warmth getting close to us here before Thanksgiving. Otherwise, 66 today is about 10 above average with sunshine, north breeze. We still have some foggy areas done too far south of Champaign and Champaign County here. Advisory there until 9 o'clock this morning. Down to 50 for the low tonight with a late-night sprinkle. Tomorrow, turning windy, warmer in the afternoon, variable cloudy skies, maybe a quick shower or a sprinkle in spots for the morning, and later in the day, better chance for a couple of rain showers into tomorrow evening, but well under a quarter inch, I think, out of any of this. No big deal with field work in mind. 75 tomorrow, but only 56 on Thursday. That's normal average for the time of year, with a northwest breeze and a partly sunny sky. And coolish for the weekend, but dry. 52 Friday, 53 Saturday, Sunday high to 56. Nights will be down into the low to mid-30s. And then a recovery, getting close to 60 on Monday, into the 60s Tuesday, and maybe some 70-degree weather due in the second half of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is retired Lieutenant Commander, New York Police Department, Long Island, New York, our friend Joe Cardinale. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you doing today, my friend?
We're doing good. We're fine. How's everything in one of the greatest cities in the world?
NYC.
NYC's a great place, but man, all kinds of issues that we've not really dealt with before. Okay, as far as policing goes, what do we know? We're retraining. What am I reading about this, Joe?
So you're reading about a study that was done, and now the new term is implicit bias. All right, so you have to really look at that one. So they give it to a college to do the study, university out in Washington, of all places, you know, so far left.
Right.
All right, and they do this study, and they agree that since the George Floyd incident, that they've actually, what they're trying to say to me is that they put the screw to police so much that the police are finally coming around to see things their way, which is the furthest thing from the truth.
Okay.
All they did was.
So you're telling
me
police are woke now? Is that what you're telling me, Joe?
No, they would like to think they are.
Yeah.
They're trying to
yeah.
justify their study. All right. So meanwhile, you know what the funny part is? And I read this and I go, we have Benedict Mayorkas, all right, that is running Homeland Security. And this, you know, they'll go after thousands of cops, but they won't go after the top guy who is causing more problems in this country by his ethics, all right, or lack of ethics, all right? And nobody goes after him. I mean, if you saw examination, if you would say, between Josh Hawley and him, you know, Josh Hawley's questions, and he tried to flip it around on him. But the point is, they will go systematically across the United States and label all cops bad because of one incident, but you have one individual who's responsible for so much going on in this country, and nobody holds him accountable. Where's the study for that?
Well, why don't we just flip it? I always flip things. Okay, if something's up with Trump, I say, would this be the same Biden? The answer is no. It's not equal justice under the law. And so if you have the Heritage Foundation do this study, they wouldn't find the same things. The left would say, it's biased. It's biased. We kind of are into this thing where we kind of understand what stuff is. I think more and more are. We know that we've lost the media for the most part. And that's just what it is. What police have gone through. Listen, I have interviewed, how many people have we interviewed? One person a month for the last 8 years, 7 years of police officers that come in, because we honor law enforcement here. Every month on our four radio stations, we honor police and say they're wonderful. We have no idea what it would be like if nobody answers 911 and I got to defend my backyard, okay? So I've not met one person where I'm going, listen. They're just all trying to help people on not their best day, Joe. Why can't people believe that?
Because it's the majority of what they think is right. I mean, it's so bad when stations like this and iHeart and Fox are the only ones that cover everything across the board. But when you have people having things rammed down their throats that police are bad and that the police have to do a job like this, I mean, we have spoken about this before, about how they want a Stepford Police Department to do and say as they want,
yeah.
All right, and to act as they want. But what they've done is they've made policing reactive instead of proactive, all right? They have the recruitment is at an all-time low, all right? And the only place the cops want to go is places like Florida and cities that actually appreciate them for what they do, all right? They're running from the bigger cities because, you know, the people are putting the screws to them.
Well, when they were talking about this years ago, Joe, I said, well, gosh, let me think about this because I'm a rocket scientist. That means crime will go up. Huh. Well, what a shock, right? What a shock.
We did call this, though, and we've been saying it. Everybody thinks, you know, we're just, you know, exaggerating, and it's, you know, like, oh, the sky is falling, you know, Chicken Little. This is what they you know, they attribute it to. Like, oh, you guys are always blowing things out of proportion. Well, let's look at California. What was the last discussion we had about how California is now suing the criminal justice system because they're not enforcing, the law the way they should be?
Yeah.
All right? But what did it take to get to that point? Crime going out of control, homeless. All right, shooting up on the streets and everything, and this has become acceptable. That's the scary part. People see this as acceptable, but you know what? Until it hits home for them, until somebody breaks into their home, or God forbid, beats somebody up in their family, or commits a serious felony against somebody in their family, they're not going to change their minds. They're going to be the lemmings that they are going to the polls. They're going to vote party lines instead of what's the right thing to do to get the right people into office. And today's a big day. And I hope in most states it reflects the disgust that most of us are seeing.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. It's we've got stuff. Joe Cardinale. How can people find you? Connect with Joe Cardinale, a man that makes a lot of sense.
I'm on JoeCardinale.com. All right. They can. I was on a certain site and I called somebody a moron and they said, oh, you can't say that. You're saying, I said, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did I offend you? Did I offend you?
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Somebody had to rent a safe space for them
exactly.
Because you called them a moron. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Insensitive of you, sir. Listen, we always appreciate having you on, my friend.
Anytime. And hopefully today makes a difference in some place.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the ballot box says in some of these states.
There's like five different elections going on.
Yeah, well, fascinating to see if it even means anything. And then I'm leery of drop boxes and stuff like that. So
yep.
I can't shake it. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you. Joe Cardinale on the Tapman's Joint phone line, ESPN 93.5. Sports headline.
EIU was taken down by our Illini, but with a 28-point victory, 80-52 was the final with number 25, Illinois, on top. Next game will be Oakland at 7 o'clock in Ohio State. Narrowly beat Oakland. I think it was 79-73, but it wasn't.
And closer than you think.
Yeah, that's right. So Oakland could be a contender for us, too. I don't know. But anyway, Friday the 10th after 3, you'll join ESPN 93.5 and our crew as we broadcast live from Pia's. We'll have tickets to that game. We'll have tickets to the game that starts at 11 a.m. on Veterans Day, November 11th, where it's Dad's Day and a salute to the military and the flyover. Lots of fun. If you're wanting to win tickets, come on out and join us. Lots of free giveaways. We're looking forward to the show. Sincere Harris redshirting to work on his weight room. routine.
His development is just going slower than they expect. He's been hitting the weight. He's been doing all the stuff. It just, some guys maybe mature at a different level, and maybe his body's just, in any event, he's redshirting. Sincere Harris, one of my favorite players, when they had a full court press, good luck getting by Sincere Harris. So he's trying to get bigger, stronger, faster, all those things, and shoot better. And so next year, we'll see what we have. But a whole year of development for a kid that's 19, good news for Illinois basketball. Yeah.
After a slow start, really true freshman Dre Gibbs Lawhorn looked great with 18 points. Let's find out how our Illini women do tonight at 6 as they start the season against Morehead State, if you'd like to head on out. Big Ten Awards yesterday, Offensive Player of the Week, Isaiah Williams, of course, had a great game up in Minnesota. Freshman of the Week, Caden Fagan, with 148 yards and that 54-yard touchdown out of Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond. And speaking of that, we've got Unity Rockets in action, and they'll be playing Mount Carmel at 2 o'clock and hosting that game as the third round of the playoffs continues.
These are the quarterfinals, Diane. Quarterfinals.
Oh, thank you.
You win that game, you're in the Final Four.
Excellent.
So it's obviously another big game.
Scott Hamilton and the crew really been working hard. And congratulations to the girls' cross-country team with their three-peat on the state title on that. L.A. Chargers over the New York Jets in NFL action last night, 27-6. Rodgers seen throwing the touchdown or passes and stuff ahead of the game 8 weeks after that torn Achilles. So that has a lot of pictures out there right now. Panthers and Bears will come our way on Thursday. Cubs manager David Ross was fired.
Wow.
So Craig Counsell will step up from the Milwaukee Brewers to manage the Cubs.
Well,
with
a $8 million
five-year, $40 million contract.
$8 million to manage baseball has to be an all-time high,
isn't it? I'll take that.
Yeah, it would be okay. Remember, it's a six-month season. Seven if you're really good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Indiana Pacers over San Antonio. 152-111. Milwaukee in the Bucks over Brooklyn's Nets, 129-125. Chicago Bulls beat Utah, 130-113. Io with 8 points in his 16 minutes playing.
None of you are old enough to remember Jim Croce, but I am, and I really like Jim Croce.
Me
he was 30 years old. He died in a plane crash in the early 1970s, and he has songs out there still that you might recognize. Anyway, AJ, his son, who was very young when his father died, is coming to the Virginia. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Also, if you didn't hear Luke Altmaier, you can podcast at steviejay.com and listen to Luke. He sounded good yesterday. Indiana has no idea whether he'll be available on Saturday, and neither do we. He said, you know, I'm getting better every day, but if I'm not able to go, we're in good hands. Referencing John Paddock, who came in and was just an amazing three passes for a touchdown to
That's
win the game.
Right.
So we'll see what Luke Altmaier, but he sounded really, really good, but it was a head-related injury. So we're talking, I don't know if he's in concussion protocol, but in any event, you know, that most likely would be a little bigger story if we hadn't seen what the backup did.
Yeah.
But anyway, we hope Luke's back. Luke Altmaier's back for Saturday, and if he's not, it'll be John Paddock. And we'll just have to go. But I don't even know if Brett Bielema knows at this point. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But Luke sounded good. You can podcast that. If you didn't hear Jay Layman and you want a trip to the Energyville,
steviejay.com. We've also got Luke Goody on after four today.
405 Luke Goody, who had a nice game last night.
Yeah, some great three-pointers.
Three threes. Mm-hmm. He's a 40% lifetime shooter on threes, what Brad said.
All right.
We want Luke Goody to shoot the ball.
That's right.
All right, be right back. Fox Business Minute, and then we talk about the Virginia Theater. Coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ames Saturday, and boy, a phenomenal day's worth of weather yesterday. Equally fine in some areas again for the day today, especially points on southward, but overall still a very mild weather pattern for the next 48 hours. Change to a little more typical early November feel expected for the end part of the week and early on into the weekend, minus any strong wind or any of the white stuff. Big turnaround in temperature readings gets going by mid-next week, perhaps even some record-setting warmth just before the Thanksgiving holiday. Sunshine in 66 today across East Central Illinois. North northeasterly wind, increasing clouds tonight, lows near 50. Could be a few sprinkles tomorrow morning and a couple of showers late in the day tomorrow, turning windy and unseasonably mild at 75. A couple of showers tomorrow night, low down to 48. Breezy, much cooler for the day on Thursday. Sun and clouds in 56. Lower 50s for highs Friday, Saturday. Mid 50s on Sunday. Getting close to 60 Monday and into the 60s next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Uber Technologies is reporting a mixed quarter. Though Wall Street was expecting more from its earnings, Uber was seeing more demand for bookings, trips, and was seeing more active customers per month. There were 2.4 billion trips completed on Uber in the summer quarter, up 25% from a year ago. Home builder D.R. Horton is betting that housing demand will push forward despite higher mortgage rates. D.R. Horton is raising its forecast for next year, saying despite continued higher mortgage rates and inflationary pressures, net sales orders increased 39% from a year ago. It says both supply and demand of affordable homes remains limited. People are back to the gym. New Hampshire-based Planet Fitness is reporting better than expected earnings and revenue. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Yeah, that's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll baby. I love it.
Stephen Bentz, the Virginia Theater. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic on this beautiful fall day. How are you, folks?
Fine. Big announcement from you yesterday.
Yes.
This is what's coming to the Virginia in April.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road.
A.J. Croce, the son of Jim Croce, who died tragically 50 years ago in a plane crash. How about that? That took some work to get done, didn't it, Stephen?
Well, we're so excited about this one. He's going to be with us next April the 9th. And tickets for that one go on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. And this is the 50th anniversary. You're right. It was just September the 20th.
So because it was 50 years ago, 50 is the key word for the pre-sale tomorrow, right, Stephen?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, you can go to our website tomorrow, and there is a password-protected pre-sale going on with the passcode 50. Spelled out.
I love
well,
it.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I could probably listen to this music all day. But then again, I'm old.
Well,
okay.
Will it be too darn loud at the Virginia,
no,
though?
This part won't April be 9th. Too. This part mostly have to sit by Roger Ebert. No, I can go in on this one. This will be great. I mean, Stephen, this is you have brought I think more and more big time shows than Stephen Bentz. What are you doing, man? What are you, some big promoter now?
It's,
what are you doing?
It has been so exciting, and so much of it has been community organizations coming to us, wanting to partner with the Park District, wanting to put on shows in the space. You know, we just had Cranert Center, their theater department, performing Rent, the musical, a couple of weeks ago. That was an amazing experience for those students. Last week, of course, the Champaign Park District's own youth theater program put on Willy Wonka Jr., and we're just keeping busy. That's all I'll say.
How many kids in that cast of Wonka, I wonder?
A lot.
Huge. I think the cast for those programs usually runs about 50.
Exactly.
And everyone gets a chance to be on stage. That's the thing that's so nice about that program. We've got so many young people and grown-ups now that come to us and say their first time on a stage was at the Virginia Theater in that program.
It's just this iconic place. I mean, it really, really is. I love the Virginia Theater. It is just wonderful to go in.
And was it 100 years last year?
I think so, something like that.
You know what? It's now 102. It's getting up there.
Okay. Very good. Wow. Now, speaking of kids, Dinosaur World Live looks fascinating at thevirginia.org as I clicked on that. And tickets available now for that Wednesday, January 24th show. Let's talk about what that's going to look like with these puppeteers.
That's right. This one's really cool. It actually originated in Britain. It was a London show at first and blew up there. And then they started touring it internationally. So it's in the States now for, I think it's third tour nationally, coast to coast. And we're just super thrilled that this one's coming in. These are life-size, really detailed, beautiful recreations of most of the dinosaurs that you've heard of and a few that I haven't heard of. And they're all, like you said, they're all actually animated by very skilled specialist puppeteers. And there's a plot to it. You know, it has a number of human characters in it who act as explorers and kind of take you through an adventure with the dinosaurs. You learn more about them, but most of all, it's an adventure and it's fun.
Well, one thing that we talked about is the kind of Q&A afterwards for everybody. It's not a special high-priced ticket, but that Dinosaur World Live is really interactive. I love that.
I love that, too. You're right. In terms of your VIP programs, this one's come one, come all. And it's going to be right after the show, which is just about, you know, about an hour long. And then there's a 15-minute meet and greet with the dinosaurs and the character actors right after the show. And that's open to everyone.
Stephen, we were expecting Buddy Guy, the legend, to be in town this week. But the Damn Right Farewell Tour has now been bumped to the end of June, right?
It is. Yeah, or it has. You're right. And that was going to be tomorrow, right? It was going to be on Wednesday. And we're just so disappointed, but we're glad that, you know, it's apparently not a super serious health issue. He's just having some difficulties and he's had to put a little bit of a pause on his tour here this fall. And so a number of those dates have shifted to next summer, including ours.
All right. So a week from tomorrow, Rumors. And this is actually them. They sound just like Fleetwood Mac, for Pete's sake.
Yeah,
wow.
Mick Fleetwood, like, endorsed this tribute band for Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. That's a little rare, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I would just probably rule of thumb. If it's at the Virginia, Stephen Bentz booked it, it'll be good.
That's right.
You sit at your desk with feet up with a cigar now that you're a big-time promoter, dude. I mean, that's...
You know, I don't, but that sounds like a really good idea. I might try that today.
Listen, congratulations. You're doing great, and we appreciate all these fine shows coming to an iconic place like the Virginia Theater.
Thank you both so much, and thanks for your support.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Get tickets to all of these things at thevirginia.org. And again, Fleetwood Mac is on November 15th. You need a date night. You need to treat that special someone. Get these tickets today. And we also have a free pair that we're giving away as you text in FM for Fleetwood Mac to 359-2255.
Okay. FM for FM. Fleetwood Mac, which is really R.
And the show is Wednesday.
But it's really R. Just the rumors. Right, rumors the of Fleetwood Mac. Right?
Uh-huh.
But they sound really good.
Another thing's coming up Saturday is the Audience of One, and we're sporting that on Christian FM 95.3 as people come in from all different style of religions and just pray over our community.
That's, again, when
after
is
7 o'clock
Saturday?
On Wednesday, Saturday night. On Saturday night.
This Saturday.
The 11th after 7.
All right, this Saturday after 7, it's 11 o'clock
game. Totally free.
And you can come in and pray pray for everything.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's different speakers and motivational, let's get this done for the holidays, and just coming together in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right. There you go.
Audience of one.
Audience of one. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock, Virginia, this Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That Responsible, B-U-L-L, at the end. That's a movie that's Saturday, November 18th, with a world premiere. Lots of scenes filmed right here in Champaign-Urbana area.
Yeah, comedy is supposed to be like P.T., you know,
it's that's right.
So it's that's the 18th. That's next
another
week.
Thing that's
I'm
coming
up. It's a great stuff, but Irresponsible.
7 o'clock on Saturday the 18th.
You see a lot of scenes from Champaign-Urbana.
That's right.
Pretty cool. Okay, news coming up. Another half hour to go. ESPN 93.5, where it is now 8:30.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose. Because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit brianismyguy.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. A bellwether election day in three dozen states. Virginia GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin calling for voters to hold the House and flip the Senate to the GOP as he proposes what he calls a reasonable abortion ban at 15 weeks.
I will support one bill that will protect life at 15 weeks, a bill that will have exceptions for rape and incest and when the life of the mother is at risk. That's the bill we'll do. And anything anybody else says is an absolute lie. And I'll say that right now.
Kentucky voters focus on family values and the economy, keep their liberal Democrat governor Andy Beshear or elect Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves facing off against a distant cousin of Elvis, Brandon Presley. President Biden on another phone call with Israel's prime minister, who says Israel's plan is to oversee Gaza for an indefinite period after Israel's mission to dismantle Hamas. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Federal Appeals Court upholding Illinois' assault weapons ban. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling the ban doesn't violate the Constitution. The law passed in January in response to the deadly mass shooting in Highland Park's 2022 July 4th parade. Congressman Jonathan Jackson calling on the rest of the state to help Chicago in dealing with the migrant crisis. He suggested other cities in the state help take care of asylum seekers. His comments come as Mayor Johnson's administration still figuring out a housing plan for thousands of migrants currently living in temporary shelters at police stations or at cities' airports. Illinois punishing the parent company of Blue Cross Blue Shield. The state departments of insurance announcing fines of nearly $300,000 for Healthcare Service Corporation for violations of the Network Adequacy and Transparency Act requirements for health insurers to post up-to-date, accurate, and complete provider directory information. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana is steady, unseasonably mild weather back into play over the next 36 to 48 hours. A little bit of a respite back to more seasonal norms come Thursday and into the weekend. Another big warm-up, perhaps some near record-setting warm the middle to late parts of next week and up to just about the Thanksgiving holiday. 66 for the day today, nothing to shake a stick at. With temperatures above average there, sunshine, north-northeasterly wind, increasing clouds, 54 tonight, a few sprinkles late, maybe a couple of sprinkles around tomorrow morning. morning and a couple of rain showers late in the day tomorrow. Variably cloudy, windy, and unseasonably warm at 75 degrees. That south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of spells of rain here for early tomorrow night. Low down to 48 for the day on Thursday. Breezy, much cooler, sun and clouds and 56 there. 52 to 53 Friday and Saturday. Mid-50s on Sunday. Nights in the low to mid-30s. Warm-up gets going into next week with highs close to 60 on Monday. Into the 60s on Tuesday. Dare we forecast some 70-degree weather mid-next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yeah, I'll be going over the iHotel. 10:30 is when we're starting today.
Taking care of business.
Yeah. If you want to look at where we're going, you can still jump on Yuletide Celebration, which is really a wonderful show, a one-day trip to Indianapolis.
Okay.
And it's December 15th.
Okay.
Just a one-day deal.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, no, there's some really nice things we're going to tell you about, including great trains and Grand Canyons. That's in May. We're excited about that. Alaska is also on our docket.
Yes.
If you want to see the Alpine Swiss villages and rails, Janet loved Switzerland. She and Benjamin were there last year.
Can we do a package deal if we want all of these?
Yeah, yeah. Just add it up.
Okay.
Albuquerque Balloon Festival and some others that you're really going to enjoy hearing about.
10:30 today, yep. iHotel.
I have spared no expense buying you coffee and tea.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Got the sugar packets and the cream right there.
Bring your leftover candy if you want it. Anything else? It's like, okay. I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway, it's happy to have the travel show because you got to just see stuff and see pictures and slides.
Dream and then maybe make some arrangements so that you're committed. And, you know, that's a good gift that you can wrap up the flyer and give it for the holiday season to me. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Keith Mills from Premier will be leading the discussion on these Premier trips. Mm-hmm. And wonderful response in this last year. And there might be a place you want to go, so we'd love to have you.
And what I like is you're traveling with friends from our community, and you get to know them better at mealtime and things like that. So,
well, you meet a lot of new people,
it's
too.
It's just fun.
And once you travel with somebody, you kind of always know them. It's really funny how you travel with somebody, and it's just like, hey, remember, hey, you know?
Yeah.
So, and we have a lot of United States trips this year because, you know, this stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, looking forward to that. Stevie J Travel, StevieJTravel.com, StevieJTravel.com. Luke Goody will be on the radio this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear from the sharp shooting forward. Good kid. He and Luke Altmaier apparently have a friendship budding.
Is that right?
Yeah, they went hunting together in Indiana.
Oh, nice.
And Luke clearly is the better shot on the basketball court, but apparently Luke Altmaier claims to be the better shot in the field.
I see.
You want to shoot a duck, you might want to pick Luke Altmaier. He said growing up in the South, you had to be good with your rifle.
Mississippi, right?
Yep, Mississippi. And anyway, if you want to hear Luke Goody after 4 today with Lon and Derek, that's good. And there is buzz that I heard Jay Layman and Lon Tay talking about, that if the unexpected happens and somehow Illinois wins the West, Lon is taking everybody to the Long Branch Steakhouse to buy them fried pickles. But that's it.
Okay.
We're not going to buy. Yeah. So fried pickles for the crowd.
They are really good. Even joke
with Luke Altmaier, say, Luke, you got to come up if this happens. Yeah, yeah. He says, yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
So fried pickles is what Jay Layman loves up there. So he and Jay are going to split it. And you can buy a whole bunch of fried pickles for not a ton of money.
Sure.
So. Anyway, but they did not say steak, which is smart because that could be bad. That could be really, really a lot.
That's where we're doing our Christmas party, by the way, in downtown Gifford at Long Branch.
Yep.
And your company, if you have, you know, 50 or less on the people in your business and you want to just take over the restaurant on one of their off nights, you got a couple of dates left, but reach out now. I know it was a real popular place this past weekend because Gordyville had their big rodeo going on.
Yeah, there's sometimes you do have to wait a little bit, but it is worth the wait. Anyway, by the way, in the Christmas party, might be done. They might have one spot.
Okay.
I think most nights are gone.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot to say it.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Christmas party thing, maybe you just got to call Donnie.
Okay.
At Long Branch if you want your company party there, and you're right, 50 seats, 56 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He can. It's really, 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 and they do such a good job. And as long as you have the ribeye medium rare with mashed potatoes, and they got to kick some macaroni cheese in there and the Brussels sprouts because he put something on it, and then frog dressing on, then they got fried potatoes.
Yeah. And I'm an asparagus fan, too. I always get that. Mike just gets the filet mignon with the bacon wrapped around. Oof. And the baked potato, for some reason, that's
I
phenomenal.
Can do that. I did it. I did Donnie's baked potato at home.
Oh, you did?
It was just like Donnie. But
holding the heat.
It took hours. But we got that heat so high in the oven. The oven wasn't hot, but I left it in there for a long time.
Gotcha.
And it came out kind of like Donnie's.
Yeah.
So maybe Donnie will hire me.
Hey, speaking of these kind of tips, it's fun to visit with Tim Onstott, too. And he comes our way around this time on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And people are looking forward. We were talking turkey at our house about what we're doing, whether we want to do something a little different. And he was recommending some things on the grill or smoking.
Smoke a turkey.
Yep.
Yeah. No, he's got all that. And if you are wanting to know more about that, we can talk about that on Thursdays about this time with Tim Onstott from Gale Furex Trucking and Dedicated Diesel.
Another thing we're doing Thursday in support with Christian FM 95.3 here at Stevie J Broadcasting is the praise to raise to support Salt and Light. And I, personal testimony, my son Aiden kind of getting his footing on what it's like to work for a boss and get a task list and have somebody watching you to make sure you're getting things done. And for Aiden, kind of a problem because he gets so chatty over there and he forgets to do his job.
Well, he's a good talker.
Talking.
He's great. Yeah, people love talking to him.
That's why the Snooks in Savoy 8:30 to 1:30 is a good fit as the bag guy, because he can visit with people, put the groceries in the bag and say, have a nice day, and still be very social. But anyway, Salt and Light helps empower people with these job skills, and they get paid with food for their table or, you know, clothing for their interview that's coming up. It's just a terrific place to support. So that's Thursday for only $10 at the Vineyard Church.
All right, 8:41. Got some clips from the basketball game last night. You'll hear next.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit jetspizza.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Okay, so Fighting Illini win last night. They beat Eastern. Terrence Shannon, Dre Gibbs Lawhorn, the freshman, came in with star of the game. What up? What's he bring?
He gave us energy. And he had a great week of practice. And It's kind of like you could tell that he was going to play good. He always has energy in practice, always going hard, and he's just one of those guys that's always energetic and going to bring the energy to any team that he's on.
It felt good, you know. Exposure really is not my focus. It's just coming out, playing hard, providing for my team, making sure my team gets to win at the end of the day, whether that's me cheering on the bench or being on the court. Whatever I can do to help the team get the dub at the end of the game, you know, sometimes it's good coming off the bench because you kind of can get a feel for the game and how people are playing. So I loved it.
Yeah, I wonder how fast he can come along because, I mean, he's got stuff. He's got skill. Oh, we'll see.
Yep.
Dre Gibbs Lawhorn. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear that name a lot, I think.
18 points yesterday. Oakland's next, 7 o'clock. And Illinois women out of the gate with their game and season starting up tonight at 6 against Morehead State.
They're going to win a lot to a little. This team is good. And we'll see. We don't know how good. They got some really tough opponents coming up. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a fan already of Shauna Green, the head basketball coach for women's basketball. She's terrific.
Io had 8 points with 16 minutes. Chicago Bulls took down Utah 130-113. Milwaukee Bucks over the Brooklyn Nets 129-125. Indiana Pacers over San Antonio Spurs 152-111. The Chargers beat the Jets yesterday 27-6. Thursday will be Bears-Panthers action.
Oof.
Always fun to watch the games at PS. I know. Oh, come on. Stink versus stink.
Are
they both like 2-7 or something?
I don't think Carolina's 1-2.
Is that right?
No, they're two of the top draft picks, so you're like, okay. So I really don't want to win this because I want to be ahead of them in the draft. That's where those two teams.
I know.
Yeah.
So who wins in that kind of situation?
Is that Carolina? It's a coin flip. That's a real coin flip.
I mean,
but the Bears have.
And they both don't want to win because they want the draft picks,
but
right?
That doesn't matter. Carolina gave their draft pick to Chicago, so the Bears get their draft pick too.
I see. The plot thickens.
Bears might want to beat them so they're way down there and get the first pick because right now Arizona get the first pick. They're pretty bad, but this is on Amazon Prime, so you have to have a subscription to even get to Thursday night game anymore. So there's that. And anyway, it's not one. Yeah,
right.
Bears, and you know what the people at Amazon Prime are? Oh man, maybe we'll sell more stuff today because we're not getting anybody to watch this one.
I see. Well, speaking of Chicago sports, Cubs manager David Ross fired. And Craig Counsell from the Milwaukee Brewers, a 5-year, $40 million.
And you said that's a record?
That is
that a record for baseball managers?
Right.
I'm just wondering, did anybody see this coming? Anybody at all? I didn't hear a whisper about anything happening there. David Ross, you know, they had a pretty decent season.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty competitive. You brought in, I think, one of the best managers in baseball, Craig Counsell. And that means Milwaukee's not going to be as good, so there's that. But the Cubs are going to get better, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Cub fans ought to be super optimistic about that move. That's a real high-level move there. Counsell just wins. No matter what he has, he finds a way to be at the top. Not great news for Cardinal fans. I think the Cubs will be good. I think they really will. I think it's Joe Maddon was, I think, a good manager. People got tired of him, but he won the World Series in 2016. I like Joe Maddon. I think Craig Counsell, I don't know who's better. But he's up there. He is really a good manager, I think.
Awesome.
All right.
That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van Nuys, Saturday. And boy, a phenomenal day's worth of weather yesterday. Equally fine in some areas again for the day today, especially points on southward. But overall, still a very mild weather pattern for the next 48 hours. Change to a little more typical early November feel expected for the end part of the week and early on into the weekend, minus any strong wind or any of the white stuff. Big turnaround in temperature readings gets going by mid next week, perhaps even some record setting warmth just before the Thanksgiving holiday. Sunshine and 66 today across East Central Illinois. North-northeasterly wind, increasing clouds tonight, lows near 50. Could be a few sprinkles tomorrow morning and a couple of showers late in the day tomorrow, turning windy and unseasonably mild at 75. A couple of showers tomorrow night, low down to 48. Breezy, much cooler for the day on Thursday. Sun and clouds and 56. Lower 50s for highs Friday, Saturday. Mid-50s on Sunday. Getting close to 60 Monday and into the 60s next Tuesday and Wednesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We were talking about Michigan maybe getting some action against this sign-stealing thing. You said, no way, they're Michigan.
That's right.
Somebody texted in double-seeker probation. Was that right from Animal Health?
Watch it out. There's a possible discipline that could be coming down the pipe.
We'll see.
But possible.
There's been indications that there's so much outcry for how manipulated and kind of planned this thing was and how sophisticated it was. And of course, the guy that did it was on to Central Michigan. Jim Harbaugh knew nothing about this.
Oh, look, there he might be wearing like a Michigan style hat or something. like he's in there.
They're talking about.
He was in the audience.
No, he was on the sidelines. Somebody at Central Michigan allowed him down there.
I'm looking at that now.
It was pretty premeditated with fancy glasses that the blue light came on to record things.
Oh.
So it was like super secret agent
Mission Impossible stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. There might be a suspension of Jim Harbaugh or something.
Right, when it comes to Big Ten sportsmanship rules.
Yeah, no, they definitely broke the rules.
Then again, it's the Wolverine.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Yep, there's lots more interest in Illinois football today because of the win at Minnesota. So now we are right there, and there'll be bowl representatives probably watching Illinois now the final 3 weeks. We'll see. We've got to really have to beat Indiana. And I get it. We can lose all three of these games, but we can also win all three of these games. And I like the way we're playing, and I like Johnny Newton's on my team.
Yeah.
Number four is on my team. He's a what did P.J. Fleck say after the game? I heard Jay Layman say comment about Illinois, and he said, what happened in the second half when your team only gained 67 total yards? He said number four was disruptive.
All righty.
So even if Johnny didn't get all the tackles, they got to double team him so somebody else, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You got to find him. Where's number four? He's an NFL first rounder. That's unbelievable. We have another first rounder.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
See some of you at the iHotel 10:30 for our little travel show. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Holidays are happening now at Merrill Norman. Eligible shoppers receive their new gift with purchase, including four travel-friendly skin brightening products from the top-selling Brilliant C system. Shop while supplies last at Merrill Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign. Free with purchase of two or more Merrill Norman Cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merrill Norman Cosmetics studios only. Limit one per customer. Owner can reserve the right to modify the gift if necessary. Promotion is not available at MerrillNorman.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries, open 6 days a week. You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense,